Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Makos Daf Chaf, Makos 28, pagination is 39. We'll do two brief statements from the Mishnah, which can be found on the first wide line. Hamakif Pa'as Rosho, a man who makes his head circular. Even, we're referring to the sideburns, the peos, and he shaves that part going down so that he has shaven away, removed the peos. That is a violation that's described over here in the section of makos, lashes. V'amashchis pa'as zekano, or one who destroys the peos of the beard area. Now, even though these are both facial mitzvahs, they actually do not work in exactly the same way. When it comes to the peos, as we refer to them, the sideburns, so the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Aleph indeed tells us mi min umismol, it's on the right side and on the left side, fine. And in Sif Gimel, yesh osrim b'misparayim ke'en sa'ar, it is going to be forbidden even if it is done with a scissors acting like a razor. V'yesh lachosh ledivrayim, and that is the way we observe this mitzvah. So that even if it's not done with a razor, it is still going to be prohibited. And indeed, unlike shaving, which we'll discuss in a moment, which is done on the lower part of the face, this part of the face actually has to have the sideburns in place with noticeable hair growing. To trim them is a different thing, but to do misparayim ke'en sar, scissors, with a close, razor-like impression, that's not allowed. The second part of our Mishnah that we quoted regarding the other parts of the beard area, which is again a restriction on a man not to destroy that area of hair. So the description in the Mechaber Sif Yud is Eino Chayev al Ashchasas Pa'as Hazaken Ela Bisa'ar. That's only true if it's done with a razor. And a razor works in a variety of nuances as to how it's doing it, but the razor cuts without a scissor action. It intrinsically is sharp enough to cut something without pushing against something else. It's using perhaps the skin as a means of doing so, but it is sharp in and of itself. And another concept regarding the razor is that it can push down on the skin and actually cut the hair below the natural skin level. Avo b'misparayim, mutter afilu ke'en sa'ar. But if you were doing it with scissors, it would be permitted even if it's like a razor, meaning you do a really close cut. Now, there's discussion, even in the Ramah's presentation, right connected with the Shulchan Aruch statement, that it depends in the scissor action what's moving. If it's the upper blade or the lower blade. But one of the considerations regarding electric shavers of our day is whether or not the blade action is really working as a razor. If we can establish that it's a scissor action, then it's going to be permitted. But is it indeed a scissor action? One of the considerations is, could the shield cut in and of itself. Another consideration is the hair being pulled in towards the blade in such a way that the scissor action is cutting the hair so close that it's actually doing what a razor would do, cutting beneath the natural skin level. And because of all of these considerations, there are those who consider electric shavers very straightforward. Misparayim ke'en sar, it's a scissor action similar to a razor, but that's permitted. And there are others who, depending on the electric shaver, will say, call it shaver all you want, but it's working on some level like a sar, like a razor. And if one held like that, then there would be shavers that would not be permitted. Again, the area of the peos, the sideburns, is going to be forbidden regardless of the method of cutting. To cut it down, that it shouldn't remain, is going to be forbidden. And that's the description, misparayim ke'en sa'ar, is going to be forbidden. When it comes to the beard area, misparayim ke'en sa'ar, if that was really what was going on, scissor action, it would be permitted. However, whether that's really what's happening is debatable, and depending on how you understand the electric shaver, or as it's sometimes known, the electric razor, which simply is more provocative and gives us more pause. But essentially, how do all of these appliances work in order to know whether or not they are permitted to be used on the lower part of the face, the area of the beard? Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.